What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickie's in South Philly. That's where we are on Fridays during the summer. Big parties, big events, always better at Chickie's and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. Coming up at 2:30, we will reveal the final big Mount Rushmore of the week, or the one that you voted on at home, and we voted on the Philly Mount Rushmore. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick? Ike, what do you think the poll is at? Would you trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick?
This one isn't as easy as it may seem. And I don't know how people feel.
To predict it.
So if that's the case, I'll go with something that's close. Let's go with 59% saying no because they're just loving Tanner McKee right
no,
now.
No. So it's 64% yes.
Oh, they would? Okay.
It's 64%.
I should have went with my gut. Yeah, I should have went with my gut.
Yeah.
You hear first-round pick, and you're thinking, well, everybody should want to.
Well, you know the big Jalen people are like, yes.
Oh, I didn't even think of
opening
it that
up
way.
Twitter accounts to vote on it. Yes.
I didn't even think of it that
yeah.
way.
215-592-9494. Tim in Egg Harbor Township. You're on WIP.
Get ready to get rid of me.
What's up, Tim?
Hey, how you guys doing? First time calling. Thanks for taking my
call.
Oh,
thank you so much, Tim.
What's up, Tim?
Happy August, Blake. Happy August.
Mm-hmm. Yes, happy. Oh, that's a Ricky guy there. Yep.
So I just wanted to call about Tanner McKee. They absolutely cannot trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
He might be the starting quarterback next year.
Hold on.
I'm not saying this year, obviously, but I'm saying next year, and I'm going to tell you why that's it.
He wasn't expecting you to say that.
Jalen is going to get exposed this year because of this defense. Wow. This defense the Eagles have is horrible, and it's going to be a problem all year, and it's horrible because of Jalen. The Eagles pay Jalen Hurts $50 million. Correct.
That is his salary. It's not his cap hit, but it's a salary.
Right. But they also have to invest so much money in the receiving core, the running back, the offensive line. What franchise quarterback do you know has two number one receivers, best running back in football, and an elite offensive line?
All of those things?
None of that matter.
Yeah. He's the only one that has all of those things. Now, you know, the guy we saw last night has two great wide receivers and a good running back. Lamar Jackson obviously has a good offensive line and a great running back. But having all those things, you're right. I don't think there's another quarterback in the league that has all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, like, wouldn't you rather, instead of having two number one receivers, have another corner? Wouldn't you rather, instead of having a $15, $20 million running back, have a pass rusher? And that's Jalen's fault, because Jalen doesn't elevate the team. That's just the fact.
Hmm. But how do we win the Super Bowl?
Well, because of the two receivers, the running back, and the offensive line. And the great defense that we had last year that we're not going to have this year.
So basically, you could have put anybody back there and won the Super Bowl.
I wouldn't say anybody. I would say probably about half the league, I would say, half the starters.
So 16 other quarterbacks could have won the Super Bowl with this team.
Yeah, I would say.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well.
Is that your only issue with Jalen?
Oh, yeah. That's about it.
That he's holding the team back because they have to spend so much money on the talent around him?
Right. Where, like, other quarterbacks, like, you look at Josh Allen, he lost to Vontaze and won the MVP last year.
Right.
And with Jalen, you have to have that talent around him because, I mean, you guys, I'm sure, see the numbers, too, with AJ, with and without AJ. I mean, The team really didn't start taking off until 22, until AJ showed up. Then all of a sudden, Jalen's the MVP candidate, and we got to the Super Bowl.
You think AJ was the only person that showed up in 22? Or did they revamp the defense and it looked totally different than it did in 21?
Right. Well, I'm saying Jalen's game got to a different level because of AJ's arrival.
Do you know what the offense looked like before AJ got here? Who were the receivers?
Devontae Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yep. As a rookie, by the way, as a rookie.
Yeah.
Who else?
Greg Ward, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah,
right. I only ask you that to say, what was Jalen supposed to do with that as a weaponry, as far as taking the team to new heights?
Right. Well, if they just had Devontae Smith, realistically, they could have developed together, and they should have took that next step every year.
And they did. Devontae set a rookie record for receiving yards and catches.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
So I'm only picking with you on this to say that most quarterbacks need talent around them. Maybe everybody doesn't need the same level of talent around them, but I would also counter this by saying if there was such a great difference between Jalen and other quarterbacks, then they wouldn't need as much talent around them as Jalen does. So even if I agree with you, let's put it this way. Even if I agree with you for the sake of arguments, just say I agree with you, I don't see that as a negative because it hasn't stopped the team from doing anything. It hasn't stopped the team from winning. It hasn't stopped Howie from re-signing players. They've lost players like every team does every year, loses good players. And what do you got to do? You got to either draft guys and develop them, or you got to figure out how to get guys on the roster. You just called the defense trash because you watched them in a preseason game last night. So you jumped to that conclusion after a defense went from last place to first place. You jumped to that conclusion by watching a preseason game with our second string going up against the Bengals' first string. You just said our defense was trash. So how much respect do you even have for the team? You've already disrespected the quarterback. You certainly just disrespected the defensive coordinator who built the number one defense, as well as those players over there. So I'm wondering, how is a team supposed to win that doesn't have that don't have talent? Are they supposed to win with a talentless team?
No, but I mean, we can go through the top four guys, right? I mean, we can all agree that they elevate their team, the top four in the AFC. And they, unfortunately, they beat up on each other. So, I mean, they all win at a high level, but they all eventually have to go through one another. Mm-hmm.
I can't switch the conferences. I can't. I'm sorry. We can't take the Eagles and put them in the AFC. I'm sorry. When the Lakers dominated the West, while Boston and Detroit and
Chicago
and Philly were fighting each other in the East, no one penalizes the Lakers in the West for dominating the West in the 80s when there were no other teams in the West.
Even the Patriots in the AFC East.
Even the Patriots,
I think
yes.
You could say the same
like,
thing.
Like, I don't know what you want me to do. I can't place the Eagles in the AFC. I'm sorry.
Tim, you wanted to be in the Fantasy Football League?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Give us a reason why.
Well, I'm a rookie guy. I'm a High Hopes Pod guy as well.
Got a good eye test.
I'd be a podcast guy if Mike had one. Maybe we can make one and talk about Fantasy Football.
So you can listen to it.
I have my dogs on a leash when I leave my house.
That's a
plus.
That is a plus. And you'd come up here all the way from Egg Harbor Township for the draft.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
45-minute drive. No big deal.
All right.
Sounds good.
You're registered, Tim. Look, I don't think that Tim.
That was a glass half full guy.
Yeah.
Very
my
positive.
My goodness, he hated the whole team.
Yeah.
The defense. the defense, they had their own issues. They're probably going to be fine. They're not. It's not going to be 23.
I mean, he just went. The defense is trash
very quickly. Very quickly. Yeah. There's nothing like the preseason reactions. It's the best.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Would you trade Tanner McKee for a first round pick? We do have to reveal the final Mount Rushmore of the week.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
It's been a fun week of Mount Rushmores, I would say. We revealed the Flyers, Sixers, Phillies, and Eagles Mount Rushmores. Today's Mount Rushmore is
the Union.
Is the Philadelphia Mount Rushmore. So this includes all the sports. I'll remind you, it is for the last 50 years only. Also, it was voted on 50% from you, the listener, by going to 94WIP.com, and 50% from the WIP staff. I have to say on this one, it's pretty chalk and hard to argue with, is what I would say.
So we got it right with the voting?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
So the first one, the top vote getter, is Mike Schmidt.
Okay.
Reminding you, he is the guy that Elliott didn't want to put on his Phillies Mount Rushmore, but that's it. Mike Schmidt, Allen Iverson, Brian Dawkins, Bobby Clark. Like, they get all four teams. They get the – I know you don't want to put Bobby Clark on it. It was a long time ago. Eventually, when we're doing the 50 years, he won't. But he was an amazing player.
Years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But eventually – he's very close to not being in the 50 years. We need another 5 years or so. But, like, I don't know what to do. Like,
we just had to get a Flyer on there.
No, this is the voting. It's right there.
No, that's what I'm saying. When I say we, I mean as a collective.
So what I would say is
– yes.
If there wasn't an
obvious disrespect.
Yes.
Nah.
If there wasn't an obvious Flyer, I think people would have put somebody else above it. But Bobby Clark is so much the obvious Flyer to put on there. It's just a long time ago, but if we're going to give you 50 years, then the 50 years counts. The voting past the major four was Reggie White, Julius Erving, Jason Kelsey, Jalen Hurts. So, by the way, Reggie's a while ago at this point. I mean, Reggie's 40 years ago at this point, almost 40 years.
Yeah, and you want to give the other guys their proper respect for
Dr. J, also a very long time ago. So I'm not taking Bobby Clark off to put, I'm not taking Bobby Clark off to put Kelsey on, I guess is what I'm saying, if I've already got Dawkins on there.
But you would admit.
What?
One is bigger than the other.
At this point, yes. But if we're doing the last 50 years, Bobby Clark is a better player than Jason Kelsey was.
Is it better player or Mount Rushmore?
It's both. But don't you think the Mount Rushmore, if able, now again, in 5 years, in 5 years when Bobby Clark has aged out of it and he's not in the 50 anymore, there are no Flyers that deserve to be on it at this point once he gets out of there. You don't put Eric Lindros on this list. I know we love Mark Howe. He would still be in there, but you don't put
him on this list. We always talk about Mark Howe.
Yeah. Bernie Parent will be off the list.
Bobby Clark is like the face in the center of the team and a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Like
And
back-to-back cup champ. Like.
Yeah.
I know.
From Flin Flon, Canada.
Yeah. Now, if we'd done 40 years.
Flin Flon.
If we'd done 40 years.
Yeah. Next year, we'll narrow it down to 40 years.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to just the last 10.
Well, what would your four be? So I imagine you agree with Schmidt, Iverson, Dawkins.
I agree with all three of them.
Schmidt, Iverson, Dawkins.
Should Dr. J be on it over Iverson?
No.
No.
He wasn't better than Iverson.
I agree. I know.
But he should be on it.
But he won a title.
Hold on. He should be on it over Bobby Clark.
No, he shouldn't. He wasn't better than Bobby Clark.
Was he bigger?
He was like.
Well, now, just for the NBA.
But he played two different sports. You mean tell me Bobby Clark was bigger than Dr. J?
Yeah, but I think on the Philadelphia Mount Rushmore, I agree with the Flyer at least being on there. I'm okay with Bobby Clark being on there.
But that's all it is.
Well, here's the other
thing. Of course.
Don't tell me Bobby Clark was bigger than Dr. J.
Would never.
Well, here's what I would say. The NBA in 83 was not massive. We're talking about finals games that were on tape delay.
Dr. J was the face of the league, man. Are you kidding me?
Bobby Clark was just as big in Philadelphia as Dr. J.
In Philadelphia?
Yeah, but it's the Philadelphia Mount Rushmore.
I agree, but I'm saying Dr. J, just like AI, they transcend being in Philadelphia. That's how big they were.
I agree.
Yeah, but
I think
Dr. J is a national, a worldwide, what? Dr. J was Mr. Cool, man.
I would not put him over Bobby Clark.
All right. Well, obviously the fans wouldn't either.
Yes.
But
if
you ask me, I'm just saying. Dr. J, I think, is bigger than Bobby Clark.
And he should be on it over Iverson. Like,
That's over Iverson?
Dude, he went to the finals in 77. He went to a bunch of Eastern Conference finals. Now they're against good teams. He lost to the Celtics. And they did
and he had some disappointing losses.
They blew some 3-1 leads. We don't need to bring that stuff up. But he and he did win. Like, he got the title in 83. And
well, Moses got the title.
I know. He put him over the top. I totally. It was like when Pete Rose came here and helped Mike Schmidt.
Are we disrespecting Dr. J?
Well, no. but he could do the same thing with Dr. J. We do Schmidt, and Schmidt's on the list. Like Pete Rose came in and helped Mike Schmidt, did he not?
Yes, but Schmidt was a better player than Dr. J, too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah,
I would agree.
All right.
I would agree. But at the same time, it's a similar argument. Is that, like, Moses did come in, I totally agree, and put him over the top. But also, Pete Rose came in and helped Mike Schmidt get over the top.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Why do you say Smitty was better than Dr. J?
Because, I mean, he's still the best third baseman of all time. Dr. J is not the best forward of all time.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But is Dr. J not a top 15, 20 player?
Sure.
Ever in basketball?
He is. Yes.
Okay. Basketball is a lot harder of a sport.
I can't get into that.
Well,
I'm
just saying, as far as when you're talking about individual talent and what they do to be in that list, it's a lot harder to crack that list. It's a lot. I'm not saying Mike Schmidt wasn't great and he's not the greatest third baseman.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's harder to get up that basketball list to me than it is baseball.
I don't know.
Like, there are probably – how many other players would go in front of Schmidt just on – forget about position.
Yeah.
I just mean
– all-time great players?
All-time great, yes.
I don't know. Jack, what would you say? Like, is he top 25?
I would
30,
say so.
Something like that?
The thing that I think is interesting here
– yep.
I'm not – I don't want to discredit, but just in talking about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Dr. J's status as, like, a top 20 player, I think, is going down – like, I think that as more and more players are getting – I think Schmidt
is
still –
people forget more and more about what basketball was and where it's at, so they push him down.
Sure, but I think Schmidt is still – is holding up, I guess, is my thing. Like, I think he's still holding up. I think they're both top 25-ish players.
Right, yes. Yeah, both about the same. Okay. Both about the same, yeah. All right.
I think Dr. J is top 15 to 20.
Okay.
And you would take –
because it's not based on just skill. Dr. J was the face of a league and carried the league.
Well, yeah, and you have to compare it.
The face of the league.
You have to take it for the time.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you put Kevin Durant back in the league
sure,
at that point,
yes,
he would be the best player of all time.
Yes.
But he wasn't, and he didn't – like, they grew up at different times. They played at different times. They played different players. So you have to hold it within the context of
that's
that.
That's all
league.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Dr. J should be on over Iverson.
That's a fair argument.
It's a fair argument.
Thank fair you. Argument.
I wouldn't make it, but it's a fair argument, I think. All right. I think Dr. J would make it.
I'm sure. Oh, I think Mike Schmidt would make the case he should be on there, too.
Yes. As we found out over Iverson. All right. 215-592-9. There it is. So there is the Philly Mount Rushmore. Mike Schmidt, Allen Iverson, Brian Dawkins, Bobby Clark. Coming up at 3:30, Jack reveals the WIP Afternoon Show caller Mount Rushmore.
This will be hot.
You're gonna have to turn off your phone afterwards because all those guys have your cell number, don't they?
They do, yes.
Yeah.
Most of them do.
They all do?
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
All right, 215-592-9494. Main thing today, would you trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick? We'll get into, by the way, we'll get into, I know we've been talking to Tanner McKee a lot for the first hour here. Once Elliot gets here at 3, we will talk about the other stuff that happened.
Game because, last night, yeah.
Yeah, because we had some good stuff, some good guys showed out, and then some stuff that I think we're right to be worried about, even though it was a preseason game. So we'll talk about that with Elliot at 3. 215-592-9494. Israel in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Iz?
This is the hottest ticket, I got to say. This is the hottest.
All right, I'm putting him on hold because he was on speakerphone. Buzz, could you just tell him not to be on speakerphone? Mike in Haddon Heights, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, folks.
What's up, Mike?
What up, Mike?
I'd like to talk about a couple things before Tanner McKee.
Do Tanner McKee first and then do the other stuff.
Tanner McKee, all right.
Yeah.
So we can both agree or all agree that Jalen Hurts may get injured this year. So Tanner McKee is going to be in. Now, if he does well and we continue on with the great season we're going to have, doesn't that make Tanner McKee's worth that much higher at the end of the year? We could probably get a 1 and a 2 for him at the end of the year.
What happens if he goes in there and he stinks?
Well, that's a roll of the dice. But based on what I've seen so far, I don't think that's going to happen.
Bengals.
Listen, he played against a depleted Giants team that wasn't trying to win at the end of the year. Right? And who else did he play? Did he play against the Cowboys?
Cowboys team. That was also horrible.
Or was that Pickett?
No,
did they both play?
Maybe they both played.
I think they both
played. Well, because Pickett got hurt being ragdolled into the end zone.
On a tush push.
He threw a touchdown pass to A.J. Brown on a broken rib. No one brings that up on Heroes of the City.
That's true. But I just think that it's nearsighted to think that we should get rid of him now for a pick that we can't even use till next year.
Yeah, but it's a first. Like, are you guys insane? It's a first round pick.
I want to win a Super Bowl this
year.
But
you can win it. You're operating out of fear of Jalen possibly missing games.
I'm saying preparedness.
It's almost guaranteed he's going to miss time.
I played tennis twice. That was preparing.
It was a day. He might miss a game or two. Jalen hasn't missed more than two games, has he?
What did he miss in 22? Four?
No. The last two, right? Well, he actually played in the last game. They needed him.
They did in that Giants game. Because when was the Bears game? He got hurt in the Bears game and then missed the
time. Then I think they played two after that.
Do you remember the day that all the odds were shifting on his MVP?
Yes.
And how much of a freak out there was of, like, is he alive? It was a wild day.
So he missed 2.5 last year.
Yes.
23, he didn't miss any. He missed 2 in 2022 and 2 in 2021.
He basically missed 3 last year.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like I heard on what the two, first or second drive.
2 and 3 quarters. Yeah. Yes.
There's another side to it though. If he comes in, the defense has to completely change their game because now you have a quarterback who's not a runner and an accurate passer.
Yeah,
not that
throw the ball down
Jalen
the field
is not
an
accurate passer, but much accurate passer, and now the defense has to react to that.
Mike, what you said you had a couple other things. Why don't we do the first one?
I wanted to say that you were talking about Bobby Clark aging out of the after 50.
Yep.
What about Hextall? You wouldn't put him in there?
No, stop it.
Now, here's the thing with Hextall. Hextall was really Philly. And we all have a lot of great memories of Hextall, but I don't think Hextall is Mount Rushmore.
Oh, he got him one fight as a goalie, and now we're going to put him in Mount Rushmore.
Wasn't he the first goalie to score a goal?
Yeah, it was great. He also ruined the Flyers.
Was it an empty netter?
It was. But he scored,
It was
but
pretty
he still
dope.
Scored it. Yeah, it was still
and
cool.
He fought the other goalie.
Shocked y'all that I knew that.
You didn't shock me at all, buddy.
I don't think Hextall. I think once we move in that 50-year period. Now look, maybe in 5 years we're talking about Michkov as an all-timer.
Right.
You know, who knows?
Listen, we're waiting on it.
But
waiting on Meatoff.
But all of the best. I don't think, as I said, I don't think Hextall gets in there. I don't think Markow gets there. None of the 90s guys like Lindros or LeClaire or any of those guys get
Giroux.
There. Giroux does not
get
out
of here.
That is and you know, Mike, thank you for
take
the
a seat.
Mike, thank you for the call. That was Al made the point yesterday when we revealed when we revealed the Flyers Mount Rushmore that it is kind of sad how weak it gets after these guys age out. Because his Flyers Mount Rushmore, he said he would put Barber on there and he would put Howe on there. Well, you're talking about guys like the most – Howe played until what, like 80, 97 or did he play until 90 or something like that? So that's still a really long time.
Yeah. And no Lindros is actually probably the most disappointing thing because he was supposed to be the chosen one.
Yeah, he was great, but he wasn't great enough. And we do, like with Iverson, we sort of forget the Lindros controversy while he was here as well. His parents were a pain in the ass, you know.
Sure.
215-592-9494. Israel in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Iz?
What's up, Sprite Guy? What's happening? Hey, listen, guys.
There we go.
I called yesterday for a whole hour. This is the hottest ticket in Philadelphia.
The really
hottest
is.
Ticket in Philadelphia. I couldn't get y'all yesterday, so I want to talk the game yesterday. And Tanner McKee knew I wouldn't trade him for anything.
There you go.
Oh, you guys are
my
crazy.
Chemistry with my team enough.
I'm finally on one with the people.
Well, it's just
like, I love it. I'm actually going to enjoy today.
It's just, I feel like I'm living in insanity. He's a quarterback that you can get a first-round pick for.
You can reach for the fool's gold all you want because it's a first-round pick. I'm not trading Tanner McKee. I'm not, you know, I have a chemistry in my locker room. I have a guy that gels, that's playing great, that's improved. I watched the game yesterday, he improved. I'm not trading him.
If it's the Saints, I tell you, if it's that Saints pick, man, I don't know how much Kellen Moore can do down there with that talent that's down there.
Yeah, so they draft a guy in the second round, and they have Rattler, I guess, and those are the guys that are competing.
And Rattler's probably going to win the starting job.
Well, he better because he was a YouTube big board graduate.
Were both second-round picks?
Rattler was second or third.
Yeah,
I thought Rattler was later.
Yeah. And the other kid they just drafted.
Yeah, but he's 26. It's just
Second-round pick.
How could you play quarterback at 26 in the NFL?
It's just, it was a dumb, pointless pick. Like
I think he's 23.
Might as well be 26.
Yeah.
Let me ask you boys. You know what I'm saying? What's Trey Tanner? You know what I'm saying? Who are you putting your faith in behind Jalen?
Wait, say again.
I said once we trade Tanner, who are you putting your faith in behind Jalen? Because I'm thinking about the two boys you got now and that other kid.
Oh, yeah. Neither one of those guys. Yeah,
McCord's not ready, and DTR isn't there either.
What if I told you there was a guy that almost won MVP in 2017?
Oh, will you stop it?
You couldn't tell me that. Right now, we have a strong chemistry from the water boy all the way up to our owner and the GM. I'm not trading Tanner McKee.
That's insane.
There you go. My guy.
I'm not trading Israel.
So
now I want to get to – I was watching other players, and one kid that I was looking forward to seeing is the guy that they drafted to take Milton Williams' place. And I noticed – what's that kid name again?
Ty Robinson?
Ty Robinson.
Yeah. He had the ones doubling. He had the Cincinnati Bengals ones doubling him. You know, and I didn't get his whole complete snap count, but – he played pretty good, and I think he had the only sack in there. So I was definitely looking forward to see how he was going to play. Not saying he's going to be a generational talent or anything, but, you know, I think that, you know, he can fill that spot in that third spot after Jomo. And one other kid that I was shocked and surprised because I have sort of a connection with the kid. He has family in Philadelphia. I ain't going to go too much into detail, but Johnny Wilson had a great game.
He had a good game, Johnny Wilson.
Finally showed up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for calling us.
That was his best game as an Eagle.
It was. I wonder how safe his spot is. I know he plays a lot of special teams. He's good on special teams, too. But why can't I remember the guy's name off the top of my head? The receiver.
Darius Cooper.
Aeneas Williams?
Darius Cooper looked good yesterday. Aeneas Smith actually had a couple of moments.
Aeneas Williams? He's a cornerback. Aeneas Smith.
Aeneas Smith. Yeah. I had a couple of moments yesterday as well.
Aeneas Williams.
It's impressive he's still out there, right?
I wonder how many wide receivers they'll carry.
Five. Yep.
Yeah, well, so the question is whether I think Cooper's going to make the team.
At most five, I believe.
I think Cooper's going to make the team. And Dotson will make the team. Mm-hmm. So you wonder if I don't know. I mean, like, if Johnny Wilson makes the team at that point.
Well, this is where special teams comes into play.
Yep.
This is where being healthy comes into play.
Yep.
And the Eagles see these guys, and Johnny Wilson is one of their developmental guys.
Yep.
If they think Wilson is getting better, he's improved from where he was last year, they're going to continue with that development.
Yep.
Because they already liked him enough to draft him.
Yeah, well, they drafted Smith, though, too.
I understand that. Yeah. So, to me, those two have somewhat of an inside track. Now, both can go back on the practice squad.
Right.
And I don't know who's going to look to sign them off their practice squad.
I sort of think a team would rather take a shot on Johnny on Wilson than they would on Smith just because of the size.
Yeah.
Smith is small, you know.
He's more of a gadget player.
You could look at Wilson and talk yourself into it.
Well, two of those throws, he technically wasn't open. And Tanner just threw it up there, too, which is what you're supposed to do with a 6'6 wide receiver.
Well, he's enormous.
Yes. Throw it up there. And what he wasn't doing last year, we saw him do last night. He went up to get the ball last night.
215-592-9494. Tanner McKee has a big game last night. Jack wouldn't trade him for a first round pick.
Guys are crazy.
Ike would trade him for a first round pick. I would not. I'm keeping Tanner McKee because I want to win a Super Bowl this year. These guys not serious about winning a Super Bowl. You know what I say? Prospects are prospects for a reason.
That's right. That's right.
You don't win Super Bowls with draft
picks. Why would you get another Quinn Yan, Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter?
You want me to start naming first round picks that didn't work out? We could do that too.
Name the last one that did in the last 6 years.
Oh, Rager.
There you go.
Okay.
Thanks.
Besides that. After him. I meant 5 years.
They've been pretty good after Rager, right?
Jordan Davis, the jury's still out on.
Yeah, jury is still out on.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. He is what he is.
Yeah. Yeah, the jury might not be out. The jury might be back and may say guilty. 215-592-9494. Joining us next is Elliot Shore Parks, as he does 3 o'clock every Friday. Talk to Elliot about what he saw last night and ask him the same question about Tanner McKee. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.